Shabbos, Asar B'Teves, 25th of December, Harav, Beruk, Knopfen, Shlita.
In Yonah Diyoma.
In Yonah Diyoma.
Okay, so I'm going to say a number of things you will say. We'll start, first of all, with just a small, mamish, leichte dvar alocha. You know, the Beis Yosef in Simon Tov Kuf Nun, he brings down an Avudraham. Avudraham is a Rishon, and he quotes him, and he says the following: if Asor HaTevis was to be Chal on Shabbos, it can't. If Asor HaTevis was to be Chal on Shabbos, so the Avudraham says it would be Doicha Shabbos. Why? Because in the Pasuk, in Yecheskel, when it talks about Perikhov Dalit, when it talks about Asor B'Tevis, different to other Tanesim, it says in Asor B'Tevis, Be'etzem Ayom Azeh. Then it says Be'etzem Ayom Azeh, because Avudraham makes his own Gezeirah Shova, and he says, you know what else he says Be'etzem Ayom Azeh? A few places. One of them is Bayom Kippur. And in the same way as Yom Kippur is Doiche Shabbos, in exactly the same way, if Asor B'Tevis would fall on Shabbos, it would be Doiche Shabbos, because the Pasuk in Yecheskel calls the Tanis of Asor B'Tevis Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Memela, that's what the halacha is. As I state in Avudraham. Tantam Isa, the Beis Yosef, after quoting the Avudraham, says, I mean, you do understand, Rabbi Yosef, it is in Yonah D'Yoma, because it happens to be that Asor B'Tevis is on Friday. It can't fall on Shabbos, but it does overlap into Shabbos. So we shall see about that in a second. The Beis Yosef says on the Avudraham, Minayin lo yedov hazeh. Just not more than that, but on the Sonusa, the Beis Yosef says, it's a nice drosh that Avudraham makes. But Minayin lo yedov hazeh, how does he know? Minayin lo yedov hazeh, how does he know that? Okay, so Adkam Divrei Ha Avudraham, the Adkam Divrei Ha Beis Yosef. Interessant to my sir, I always had shver a little bit. There happens to be Furush Rashi in Megillah, Daf Hei Omud Aleph, in the Mishnah. Megillah, Daf Hei, in the Mishnah, it says Mefurush in Rashi. That was, the Mishnah over there is talking about things which are not Doicha Shabbos, and you know that Tisha B'Av is not Doicha Shabbos, you know that Shivas HaBatamos is not Doicha Shabbos, and it says over there, in Rashi B'Mefurush, he quotes that Asor B'Tevis, which was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, could have, when they were Makadash of Pi Re'iyah, definitely could have been Chal on Shabbos. So he says, Rashi says, it would have been Nidchis to after Shabbos. So look, Rashi says to Lehedia, I mean, I'm atmiya a little bit on the Beis Yosef, why the Beis Yosef, besides just asking on the Avudraham, Minayin lo yedov hazeh, why the Beis Yosef didn't quote the Rashi in Megillah as saying Lehedia, that Asor B'Tevis would be Nidcha in the same way as Tisha B'Av and Shavuos HaBatamos are Nidcha. I'm not planning to answer that at all. Just an interesting ha'ora on the Beis Yosef, why the Beis Yosef didn't bring the Rashi, that Rashi was the Hedya. You know, it's quite interesting because the Rashi didn't have to mention that at all. Not in any way shut in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is talking about those things which are after Shabbos, and those things which are before Shabbos, when they fall on Shabbos. So Rashi just, Agav mentions that Asor B'Tevis would be the same as Shavuos HaBatamos and Tisha B'Av, it's not Doicha Shabbos. Reb Chaim Halevi from Brisk famously says, and this is printed, and he says, Pshat in the Avudraham. Be'emes, Dova Niflo. Reb Chaim Brisk says, you know, that to be Doicha Shabbos, for a Tanis to be Doicha Shabbos, is not that difficult a thing to do. Because the Moshul, the halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch, which comes from the Gemara, a Tanis Cholim. Tanis Cholim means somebody had a Cholim. So the Gemara says, Yofa, Tanas, Lecholim, it's a very good thing to fast immediately after a person's had the Cholim. So there's a tzorach and a necessity, if somebody had on Friday night a dream of which he wants to be Mechapa, so he fasts the Tanas Cholim on Shabbos. Mefurash Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Peches, the Halacha is like that. Somebody needs to fast the Tanas Cholim, he fasts on Shabbos, fasts on Shabbos. So why? Because Yofa Eish, Yofa Tanas Lecholim Ke Eish Lenoiris. It's a Tanas for Cholim is Beshatoi, a good thing to do. Since it's Beshatoi, a good thing to do, it's a Dova Be'itoi, and that Dova Be'itoi is enough for that Tanas to be Doicha Shabbos. Whether that means with Doicha and it's a Doraisel, it's a Drabonon, we won't go into that now. Yeah, but it's a klora halocha that you can fast on Shabbos when there's a necessity. So also Reb Chaim, Tova Nifla, says if you look carefully in the Psukim, and we know that from the Slichas as well, you look carefully in the Psukim, you see that the Psukim refer to the Tanesim in the Chodesh that they fall. They're called Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaRavi, Tzoyim HaAsiri. That's what they're called. So Be'emes, he says, the Zman of the Tanis does not have to be by all those Tanesim on the day itself. Even Tisha B'Av. Not have to be on the day itself. Tisha B'Av is what? Tzoyim HaChamishi? Tzoyim HaChamishi. Tzoyim HaRavi is Shivasa B'Tamos. Not have to be on the day. Because the Torah already says, or the Pasuk already says in Yechezkel, it can be in that Chodesh. But then it's not a necessity to be Dafka on that day. As Avodram says, on Asura B'Tavis, the Pasuk refers to, it's actually not in Yechezkel, the Pasuk in Zechariah refers to Pasuk refers to it as Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. Since the Pasuk refers to it as Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, so it becomes now a Tzorech Shatoi more than just the Tzorech to do in that Chodesh. Therefore the Halacha is that it's Tzorech Shabbos. That's what Reb Chaim says. Okay? So we know now, Asor B'Tevis, Tzorech Shabbos. Oros Sameach, Hilchas Tanius, he's also Masbir, the Abu Draham, same way as Reb Chaim, which Bemis Avodram came out says himself, says Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, says Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, more than the other Tanesim, which can be done any time in that Chodesh. Now, Osamech is Moisif, a Nukuda here. And that Hosofa is Mamash in Yonah Diyom. Because the Osamech says, there's a Gomorrah Erevin, Daf Mem Amud Beis. Gomorrah Erevin, Daf Mem Amud Beis, has a Shaila, following his Loshna Gomorrah. The Gomorrah says, Bar Birav, the Yosef Betanisa, Be'erev Shabbos. Mahu la'ashlumi b'Shabbos. A Bar Birav, Talmud Chochum, is Shoru Betanis, on an Erev Shabbos. Shala is, it overlaps, goes into Shabbos. Can he finish the Tanis off on Shabbos? Mahu la'ashlumi b'Shabbos. Agansa Sugis Hagamora, whether he can or whether he can't. Now, a Bar Beirav, who's Yosef Betanisa Be'erev Shabbos, obviously talking about a Bar Beirav, who for one reason or another was Makabal on himself a Tanis to fast. That's the Pshat Bar Beirav. So I understand, says the Osamech, that we don't talk about other Tanesim because they don't fall on Friday. But, Asor Batavis falls on Friday. So why does the Gemara talk about a Bar Beirav? And why doesn't the Gemara talk about Asor B'Tavis? Asor B'Tavis, which is Chal on Friday, what is it in? Overlaps into Shabbos. Is the halacha that you allow him to finish his fast? So you say, no, it's Shabbos now, you've got to break your Tanis as soon as there's Knesset Shabbos, in order not to overlap your Tanis into Shabbos. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? So there is Sameach Shmamina, that the Abu Draham is gerecht, and the Abu Draham is right. Why? Now we say like this, in Asor B'Tavis can be Doicha Shabbos if it would fall on Shabbos, Alachas Kamo Vakamo, if it falls on Friday, I'm going to allow the overlap to take place in Shabbos. There's no shine on us over Tavis. Because the Gemara knew the Avodram Shtikl Torah. It's Be'etzem Ayyim Azeh. Be'etzem Ayyim Azeh allows Asor Batavis to be done for Shabbos. If he allows it to be done for Shabbos, what then? Can you allow the overlap? The Gemara's not clearing that as a Shaila. The Gemara's got a Shaila on this. Somebody's a Tanis Yochit. He was Makabal on himself a Tanis, a Barbi Rab. Has he got the same din, or has he not got the same din? As they state in Or Sameach. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, I think that we'll leave as the Dvar Halocha, and we'll go on and talk a little bit more about Asor Batavis as the Dvar Agoda, not as the Dvar Halocha. Okay, so to sum up so far, Asor Batavis, which would be Chal on Shabbos, which can't be, the Avodram says it's Doche Shabbos, Rashi Mufurish says not, but Yossi doesn't like what Avodram says, but Rab Chaim and Osamecha Mazvid, since it's not linked to the Chodesh, but it's linked to the day of Etzmayam Azeh, like a Tanus Cholim is Doche Shabbos, and Osamecha brings a Raya from the Gemara in Erevin. Okay, now I want to tell you something else. You know, in Shulchan Aruch, it says in Simon Tov Kuf Pei, says in Shulchan Aruch, interesting Tzach. Shulchan Aruch says, it's a whole siman that's dedicated to, there's yomim shiro'ui le'is'anis b'hem. There's certain days in the year, no, Chazal will not conveya it as a tarnas, but things happened, you know, like Zayin Adar. Zayin Adar's Moshe Rabbeinu was Petiras Moshe Rabbeinu. Some Chevra Kaddishes have the Chevra Kaddisha day on Zayin Adar. Zayin Adar is a day which is Ro'ui Lehisanis Boy. But there's many, many more mentioned over there as well, which come basically from the Gemara. And one of them is Ches Teves. The next one is Tes Teves. And it doesn't need to mention Yud Teves because that's a Talas Tzimu. Now imagine it's three consecutive days, Ches, Tes, and Yud Teves. So on Ches Teves, what happened? Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Loshna Shulchan Aruch is that on Ches Teves, Tovku Pei, Ches Teves, Talmai Hamelech, we said it in the Slichas today, Talmai Hamelech, that I'm talking about those who've davened already, I'm sure that some who haven't yet, but for those who've davened already, it does say, but you better hurry up for those who haven't davened on the phone. Those who haven't davened yet, because it's soon Matzah Tanis. Yeah, okay. So, Tov Ku Pei, Ches Teves, Talmai HaMelech, as we know the story, was Ma'asif, 70 years of Canaan, put them in different rooms, and made them translate the Torah. A ness happened that all the changes that they made, all of them were mechavan to the same changes, but that's not the point here. The point is that it says, Beches Tevis nichtavo ha-toyri yavonis b'meit talmai ha-melech hoyo choyshech bo'olam gimel yomim. Choyshech bo'olam gimel yomim. So it was a choyshech 3 days because of that talmai ha-melech tes boy, tes Tevis. Shulchan Aruch says, "Lo noida ezehui hatzora sheira boy." Lo noida. We know that Tes Teves is a day for fasting, but we don't know what happened on Tes Teves. We don't know. Shulchan Aruch, Reb Shimon, you don't believe me? You look it up. Tov Kuf Pei. Yeah, you do. That's good. Tov Kuf Pei. So comes the Mishnah Berurah, which is a Mogen Avraham, and Mogen Avraham says, "You said Slichas today. Over Slichas shelonu Isa." Shemais Ezra HaSeifa. Ezra HaSeifa was Nifta on Tes Teves. Ezra HaSeifa was Nifta. Ezra HaSeifa was Nifta. It's a Yom which is ruled to have tongues. It's states in Mogen Avraham. It's Lichus, I mean. There's a funny thing. I don't know exactly my history, exactly when the Slichus was Nisyaset, but Chayra, Shulchan Aruch had it really, the Slichas. So why did Shulchan Aruch write Lo Noida if the Python in the Slichas Zichin Rishonim, yeah, said Boy Biyom Meses V'Aseifa. So if the Python knew it, why did Shulchan Aruch know it? Why did the Shulchan Aruch Lo Noida? I don't know what happened. Lo Noida Chvayt Shulchan Aruch. some sefer says, "Ova nifla admoid." I've heard this many, many, many years ago. I've seen it inside of some sefer. Also, I actually heard it the first time from Rabbi Tzion. Told it to me long time ago. I think it's mistuma kurub lechamishim shuna. Yeah, some sefer says "Ova nifla." He says, "I say ben is shtickle kasha." What's Ezra HaSeifa a bigger meyuchas than other Nevi'im who also had their dates and they were nifter? We probably know some of the dates. So why point the day that Ezra HaSeifa was nifter, it's a Yom Shiro that there should be a Tanis? Ezra HaSeifa, I'll tell you why. Ezra HaSeifa was in certain ways like Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is that Moshe Rabbeinu? Because the Gemara says that Emes Ezra, Gemara Sanhedrin, was ro linosan toira aliyodai. It was already kvar kodmai. Moshe Rabbeinu was makabal the Torah, but Ezra Seifa was as great or great enough that the Torah should be given through him. And the Gemara says, even though the Torah itself was not, but the tagin, which we have on the Oisius, which we know that Rabbi Akiva was doirish from these tagin, tilei tilin shel halachos, was given through Ezra HaSeifa. The Chacham HaSeifa explains exactly what's going on. So Gemara in Sanhedrin, what exactly is going on? Jesus said this. The tagin are there to be meramez to us. Exactly, Rabbi Akiva understood them and knew how to use those tagin on the certain oisis that they were in the Torah, to doirish from them the oisis, the tagin, and to be doirish these tilin shel halachos that he darshened from them. Before the time of Ezra HaSeifa, the Chachomim were great enough that they didn't need the tagin to remind them of those halachos that Rabbi Akiva darshened from them. They didn't need it. They had Avada, the tagin is halacha l'moshe misina, was already given, but it wasn't used. They didn't need it. And the Sifrei Torah were then only, well, I think he calls it Ksav Livnua, or Livnua. Yeah, which is Santa Maisa, yeah? They didn't have tagin on them. They didn't need the tagin, they didn't use the tagin, they didn't use them at all. It came to Ezra HaSeifa's time, Sigbez and Sof Golos of Sof Golos Bovel. It was ready. Neskapnu Amoichin, Neskapnu Hadoris. They needed the tagin. So since they needed the tagin, therefore the tagin and the oisius were now brought back into life, and they now, from now on, every Sefer Torah had tagin, and that's the Sefer Torah that they used, and that's the Sefer Torah that they learned from the Torah Shebiksav, and with Dorish from the tagin Torah Shebalpeh. So Be'etzem Ezra HaSeifa was like, as far as Nesinas HaTorah is concerned, like Moshe Rabbeinu. So like how Moshe Rabbeinu is a day that one counts as a Yom HaTanis Zayin Adar. So one then Mises Ezra HaSeifa would have been in a similar vein to Moshe Rabbeinu's, would have been a day that should be commemorated as a day of Rolis Amis Boy, because the Nesinas HaTorah was Al Yodoy, like it was through Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Mice is the Tagit. Says Chassam Sofer, this is the Goyness now. Says Chassam Sofer, Kol there is before the Torah was translated into different languages. As soon as the Torah was translated into different languages, which was caused by Talmud HaMelech, then the Tagin don't serve us a purpose anymore. Because we don't have the Torah as it is. I mean, we have the Sefer Torah, true enough. But as soon as it's touched into different languages, and people are learning it from different languages, they can't be Dorish Tagin. In different languages, you can't be Dorish Tagin. So the fact that the Torah was translated into 70 languages caused a loss and a rifyon into the way we can be Dorish Tagin. Of course, you can find the Sefer Torah with the Tagin in it, but in the different languages, those Tagin don't exist. So Zog Techsam Sefer, of course, the Mechaba Shulchan Aruch knew that Ezra HaSeifa was nifta on Tess. The Mechaba Shulchan Aruch is Taka crying over that. What's the pshat? The Maila of Ezra HaSeifa was Nitzan HaTorah Al Yodoy because of the Tagin. Once the Torah was on Ches Teves, translated into different languages, we don't understand anymore why is Ezra Sofer different from any other Novi. Because we don't have anymore this Drisha Satagin when it's translated into other languages. So the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch is saying, that's good for the Churva. The Churban of Ches Teves is that because it's true that Ezra HaSofer was Doirish, and because of him there was a Chazor HaSatagin, but because the day before, which is Ches Teves, the Torah was translated into different languages, it becomes a Loinoida why we're celebrating the other way around, commemorating Ches Teves. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Abdudi, you know. Huh? Oh, Moshe Beir Atel Azois. Yeah, but it's Tumudus mind that not a translation that's given over just as a translation. This is Beir Atel. 70 languages. Yeah. Okay, I don't know exactly what the Chiddush. I mean, you, it's not kasha on what we're saying. It's kasha, what's wrong with Talmai HaMelech?
He still wrote the Tagin afterwards, after it was translated into 70 languages.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's a kasha of a Mama. I don't know how Mama Chassal works. What the difference is between the Hoyel Moshe Ben Atoyet HaZoyet and the Talmai HaMelech. It's clear in Shulchan Aruch that the Talmud HaMelech was a problem, and that Talmud HaMelech being a problem, he says, becomes a Loinoida. That's the Churban. Oh, but the Shulchan Aruch knew it was Ezra Sefer.
Okay. Huh? Elucidation.
Okay. So, I wanted to still say another Nakuda here, which is it directly Asor B'Tevis? The answer is maybe not. I'll tell you Sashen Echidish. I mean, it is a little bit. You'll see what I mean in a minute. You know, Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, who's the Cheshek Shlomo at the back of the Gemara, he wrote a Tshuva Sefer Binyan Shlomo. In his Akdomo to the Binyan Shlomo, he writes Echidish. Echidish that he writes is, you know, there's a lav in the Torah. You all know the story when the Malach came and fought with Yaakov, the Samach Mem, as he's called, came to fight with Yaakov. Vatiga b'kaf yirechoi, alkein v'hu tzolei al yirechoi, alkein v'yoichu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanoshe adayim hazeh. The tzivui of gid hanoshe was that from when that happened, became a lav in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat the gid hanoshe. The Binyan Shlomo Chiddush. Chiddush, listen to this Chiddush. You should know, he says, comes Mashiach, Emiyetz Hashem, Gid HaNosha is not going to be applicable. It's going to stop. There's not going to be a love anymore of Gid HaNosha. Not going to be a love of Gid HaNosha. So he said, I Vista Mefregin. Sorry, for those who don't understand Yiddish, maybe you ask me. Yeah. Ani ma'amin b'muna shleima. Shazoy satora leisei mukhlefes. Leisei tora acheres. You're not learning pshat in the pasuk. Pasuk says al kain lo yoichu b'nei Yisrael skid anoshe ad hayoim hazeh. Ad hayoim hazeh to you. It's till Zman Mashiach. Once you get Zman Mashiach, love is not applicable anymore. Say zukte kain nire loy adloy zukte achedish. What's the beam? Why not? So in Chinuch state, the shirish of the love of Gid HaNosha, this is Mishroshi HaMitzvah, the shirish of the love of Gid HaNosha is, you should know what happened to Yaakov Avinu. You should know every matzav that looks as it's dark, dark, dark. You should know at the end of it there's light. In exactly the same way as Yaakov Avinu was fighting with the Malach and it looked very, very dark. And Bemis, he was Tzolei Al Yerechoi. Itak affected him. Tzolei Al Yerechoi. Tzolei Al Yerechoi. Yizrach Loi Hashemesh. At the end of the day, Vayizrach Loi Hashemesh, which others translate, Vayizrach Hashemesh is Shemesh is always there to be Shemesh Merapa. And the sort of eating Gidanosh, or not eating Gidanosh, in Zoya HaKodesh it says, Al Kain Lo Yochel Reisos Gidanosh, 365 Lavan in the Torah, Al Keneged 365 days in the year. And Gidanosh is Keneged Tisha B'Av. So it's in Zoya HaKodesh, Al Kain Lo Yochel Bnei Yisrael, S reads Tisha B'Av. Yeah, backwards. Tisha B'Av. So the Sitze Koin, Talmud of the Arizal, that's the Shaychus to today. Gid, okay, Gid, that's the next word. Gimel Tishri, Gimel, Yud Teves, these are all the Tanesim for the Churban. And Dalad can either be Tzom or Revi, which is Shavuot B'Tammuz, which he doesn't say. He says Gid is Gematria 17. 17 is Yud Zayin Tammuz. So you have it all there. Yeah, with all the S is Tisha B'Av, and Gid is the other Tanesim. That's what Gid Anosh is. As soon as it's going to be Yafach Lona, Kadosh Baruch Hu, L'Sosan U'L'Simcha, Oislav of Gid Anosh, because there's no tzorich for it. We don't need it. We don't need it. It's Mamashiach. Mamashiach, there's no darkness. It's only light. When there's no darkness, it's only light. That's the Shom. We started with Yodo Choshech Gimel Yomim, yeah? Now we're talking about the Oir of Ayisach L'Hashemesh. As I state in
Tisha'av.
Okay, no, Tisha'av is the S, and the Gid is the Aleph. Right, sorry. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. Not just Gid. Yeah? Gimel Tishri, Yud Tevis, and all together, Gid is 17, is Yud Zayin Tammuz. Got it all there. Okay? Tammuz Esther, Nishkan Tammuz, yeah? Okay. As I state, Zoya Kodesh is a coin. No. Okay. You know, Rav Yisai, we're going to run out of time, so I'll just be Makatsa. The Meforshim, very much into Chanukah being the rumors. We're not far from Chanukah, it's Somuch Venira, yeah? Behind us. Vayizrach Le'ashemesh, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Maril, Rish. Maril al gezukt vayizach le hashemesh merumus Chanukah. How vayizach loy is lamed vuv neiritz and hashemesh plus the shamesh. Yeah, vayizach le hashemesh is vayizach le hashemesh. As I state, he kimt Chanukah to Adna Ram vayizach le hashemesh. Yeah, you know Hatzileinu no miyad. Okay, that was Yaakov's tefillah homon. So according to this haftar of fella, Chanukah was one of the times when Klal Yisrael saw exactly this happening. What did they see? They saw darkness, choishech, nishkvez and kaner, and the beis hamikdash. What happened at the end? The end was vayizach le'ashemesh. The end is gone. Vayizach le'ashemesh. All you saw in the Gedanoshe, as the Chinuch says, happened with the Maaseh of Chanukah. That's very good. It's vayizach le'ashemesh. You know, look at Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, gezukt, yo, vayiga bekaf yirechoi. Work it out. Vayiga is Gematria Chanukah, and Kaf Yerecha is Gematria Purim. Yeah? That's what happened then. Vayiga Kaf Yerecha, Vayiga is Gematria Chanukah. You work it out. Yeah? It's absolutely right. Vayiga is 89, Chanukah is 89, Kaf Yerecha is 336, and Purim is 336. Yeah? I'll finish off and I'll tell you, Shtetan Shilta Giboirim. Shilta Giboirim is Kimata Rishon. Shilta Giboirim says, Ani Yontif. Yeah, that was his name. Ani Yontif, yeah. I want to tell you that Parshas Miketz, yeah, is usually Chanukah. This year wasn't Shabbos Chanukah, but Miketz definitely overlapped with Chanukah. Steht HaPasuk, U'tvoyach Tevach V'hochin. Yeah? So, U'tvoyach Tevach V'hochin, so take the Ches and the V'hochin, Tevach V'hochin, it's Chanukah. We're not talking about even not Bnei Yisrael. We're talking about Mamish Arushan. Shilta Giboirim says, yeah, Chanukah. Says Utoyach Tevach, Gematria 44. So 44 Neiros together with the Shamash the Vayizach Hashemesh. He kimt Utoyach Tevach Vuchem at Chanukah. It's very nice, Pastor Miketz. It's all very nice. You look in Chazal. Chazal tell you. When the brothers of Yosef came, and Yosef gave them to eat, So he wanted to show them that you should know you're eating kosher kedasa kedin. How did he show them? He showed them utvayach tevach shchita. He showed them that he took out the gidanoshe. He told them there was a mekayim al kein lo yochel reisos gidanoshe. Now Rabbi said, according to what we said, this is not half level fella. Yeah, utvayach tevach vohochem was the remez, nish the remez. He told them, he showed them, he took out the gidanoshe. So the shilchag yibayrim dus is Chanukah. The whole mechus of Chanukah was the vuhut zaleah and yireichoy v'vayizrach le'ashemesh u'zigvoro nuchtem. And this is the yisod from Chanukah. The Rabbi Yosef Chazal says Vayiga is gematria Chanukah, and that was the yisod the marilla Vayizach leHashemesh. He says that was the vahoche, and he showed them the gidanoshe. So the binyan shleima leosid lovoi vet nizan kalav and gidanoshe. Rabbi Yisazev imam gizupt in the sliches hand yaf veichlon hakadosh baruch hu. All the tzaymits, all the torahs, the susim and the simcha, and yet Hashem, we should all be zaycha, the susim and the simcha. Amen.
I just imagining that there's probably hundreds of people listening all over the world to this. Everything's happening virtual, so I hope all these hundreds of people have chamor for what we're doing. Maybe the same applies to you as well. It's Shem, but you thousands of people.
Of course, of course. Going to be the same. Of course.